We're back on with Brian Roll from the DNR out of the Marquette office. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. I always enjoy coming over.
So we talked about the deer herd this year and kind of your outlook and what you're hearing, what you're seeing as well. Deer checked, and we kind of went through it by DMU, 007-152-252, all inside your management zone. And if you missed this first part, it'll be online here posted. You'll be able to pull it up either later tonight or tomorrow and hear that report. But as promised, now I'd like to go to the birds, which, you know, you do a lot of bird hunting as well. And I got to tell you, man, for northern Marquette County, I don't know if I've seen as many birds as I have this year in a long time.
I agree. It's certainly better than last year, and I think it's even better than the previous year. If I'm in the right habitat, you get in that optimum habitat, you really are finding that four birds an hour. And I'm not talking I put up one covey of four in that whole hour. I'm talking most of my birds have been singles. I haven't run into big groups like other folks have reported. It's been actually, I guess, enjoyable compared to last year. That was just dismal, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And it had me worried about West Nile virus and those kinds of things. Even last year when I was on your show, I kind of said, well, I'm not ready to put all my eggs on West Nile yet. And really, now that we've got some of the preliminary reports, it is showing that these birds, yes, are being exposed to it, but they can survive it and overcome it. So we're not expecting to see that as a limiting factor. It's probably more habitat in that early successional habitat, which we're constantly working on here across the UP with aspen management and rotation years to try and provide that optimum food cover for not only grouse, but that also benefits deer and certainly woodcock as well. Hmm. Michigan is the number two producer of grouse and grouse hunters, and we're number one in woodcock. So,
and who's number one in grouse?
Wisconsin.
Right across the border. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the report on that. And yeah, I have to agree with pretty much everything you said from my anecdotal observations anyway. I'm just really encouraged. And if we're at the start of the top of the cycle, so to speak, and that still holds true, we're in for a great year next year, too.
2022 is supposed to be the peak, if you're one that believes in those.
All right, well, let's talk about these cougar sightings, which, you know, I've had Cody Norton in here, and we've talked about several that have been reported over the summer months. But we suspected with trail cams increasing in the woods in the fall for hunting season, we would get more cougar sightings, and there have been. So maybe you could talk about that as a member of the cougar team.
More than we've had in a number of years. We're actually on the fifth one now. So the most we've ever done is six, and we're at five now. So I fully suspect, given as we're getting closer to hunting season, we'll still get a few more pictures or even some tracks. But this year so far, it's all been trail camera photos of the actual animals that we've confirmed. And the latest one was just maybe yesterday or day before. We did confirm one in Ontonagon County, and that was actually captured on one of our deer movement trail cameras, so a DNR camera over there in the Predator Prey country. And
is that like by Little Girls Point? Or?
This actually was on one north of there. It was just in the Ontonagon County, right on the border of Gogebic and Ontonagon County, but just over. And it's a smaller animal, and the one that we did confirm earlier this year in Gogebic County was a smaller animal too, you know. We don't know, but maybe the same animal.
Yeah.
The ones that we've been getting over in Delta County and even in South Marquette County, I suspect that's all the same animal. It's kind of been bouncing along, kind of hitting the...
It's right by where I love to fish, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It is down there. Yeah, the last one was very close to the Escanaba River there. But I suspect that's all the same animal. And it may have even made a foray into Wisconsin.
Well, I appreciate the insight on that, Brian, and thank you so much for coming in today. I'd love to get you back next week and keep this going as we get deeper into hunting season.
Actually, I'll be heading to Montana.
Oh, yeah, you're going muley hunting. That's
so
right.
Oh, yeah, I'm
going
to go try my hand and try to see what another deer tastes like.
Well, we'll look forward to catching up with you when you get back.
Okay, thank you.
DNR wildlife biologist Brian Roll out of the Marquette office visiting with us again today on The Outdoor Show.